For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to On the Fly, the official New Orleans Pelicans podcast for HoopBall.com. I'm your host, Nick Garisco, and as always, I'm joined by my podcast partner, Pelicans expert Michael Pelichet, and we're going to be providing in-flight insight for all Pela fans on a weekly podcast here at HoopBall. In today's podcast preview episode, we're just going to be introducing ourselves and kind of pitching that podcast. We'll lay down the framework and build the foundation for what you can expect from us, and hopefully we'll be able to convince you by the end of this intro to tune in each week and listen to us. Michael, let's start by introducing ourselves. A little background here. Michael and I are both 29 years old, and we're best friends who met at St. Paul's School in Covington, Louisiana, which is about 30 minutes north of New Orleans. Michael, why don't you start? Why don't you tell the audience a little about yourself, where you went to school, what you're doing now, where you live, and what makes you a Pelicans expert, who you've written for, et cetera, et cetera. Just everything about your life.
Okay, all right, that's reasonable. So I started following the Pelicans. Most people probably don't know this, but the then Hornets were not actually on TV on the North Shore for a very long time because it was blacked out there. I don't know why. It sucked. So I really didn't watch the Hornets growing up. And then when Nick and I were actually freshman roommates at LSU, I started watching all Pelicans games. And then I got really into it, and at some point, I got hooked up with In the Know podcast and started listening to that. Pretty much never missed an episode. And for years in college, I was basically skipping parties and doing whatever because I didn't want to miss any Pelicans games or Hornets games, whatever you want to say at the time. I don't know, I just got addicted. I love stats, always have. And stats and sports has sort of always been the nexus of what I enjoy. So, yeah, what about you?
And even at your job, You use Excel a lot, right, Michael?
Yeah, so my job is basically to do financial modeling for health insurance. So I'm in Excel pretty much the entire day.
That is excellent for spreadsheets, and I think you're going to get a lot of that analysis from Michael. You're going to see more of where that comes from. The dude's being humble here. He's this Excel expert here. And you have also written for Bourbon Street Shots, right?
Yeah, so I started writing for Bourbon Street Shots. I must have been, I think it was grad school or right before grad school. So I wrote for them for about 7 or 8 years, and I still contribute here and there. It's the reason that I even jumped on that was because of the podcast. And then once I saw the podcast that they had, the End of No podcast with McNamara and Schwann and all the writers, honestly, like I'm there's some really smart people over there. I'll put it that way. And I've always liked their content. And that's sort of where my interest became an actual hobby and started writing for them, hosted a podcast with Jake Madison for a little bit. And then here we are. So
definitely. And as for me, I graduated from LSU and then Tulane Law School. I'm actually a lawyer. And while Michael lives in New Orleans, front and center for the New Orleans Pelicans, I'm actually an attorney here in Oakdale, Louisiana, which is about 3 hours away from New Orleans. I practice family law, divorces, custody battles, and immigration. It's all sad stuff. So I'm hoping to use this as a little bit of an outlet here. My main area of expertise is none of the above, and I'm actually a fantasy football. I wouldn't call myself expert, but I would.
I'd call you an expert. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for cutting me off there. And then I also accurately mocking round one of the NFL draft. I mean, those are my specialties right there. But I do love the Pelicans, and I love fantasy basketball too. And Michael and I actually compete in a fantasy basketball league together for, 6 or 7 years now. Right, Michael?
It's been longer, man. I think it's been, wait, so correct me if I'm wrong. I think, so Nick and I have actually won, I think, almost every single title for that league. Do you have four or do you have three? You have four, don't you?
I'm not actually sure. I think I have four titles, but I know that I've won the last three. So I'm really happy about that.
So Nick is less into basketball than I am, but Nick's won four of the, I think we've had eight seasons. So you've won four, I've won three, and then someone else won one of the first ones. It might have been Weller. I can't remember.
Yeah. I just get addicted to it, man. To it. And I'm really happy that HoopBall is having us here because they obviously have the great fantasy basketball platform. And in fact, I've been using their guide for at least last year, and I plan to use it again here. So I'm excited to be affiliated with this website. If you want to find Michael and I personally, we'll promote our personal Twitters real quick. Mike is at Mike_Pelicans on Twitter, and I'm at Fantasy Law Guy. And of course, you can follow us on Twitter. This podcast is going to run weekly, once or twice a week, I should say. And it'll be about 30 minutes to an hour in length. And we're going to have some great guests on. Michael and I have some great contacts as far as the Pelicans and even other contacts who write for other teams. And we're going to be heard all over iTunes, Stitcher, the HoopBall website, et cetera, et cetera. But Michael, I want to kind of get your take on what, at the expense of sounding like a job interview here, I want to kind of get your take on what makes us unique from maybe competition or other Pelicans podcasts here. What can listeners expect from us if they tune into our podcast?
I think the expectation should really be that Nick and I are not afraid to disagree. We're not afraid to go against what other people are saying about the Pelicans. We're certainly not trying to be Pelicans homers. We're not trying to be to promote things and to just say all the good stuff and to not acknowledge the bad stuff. I think you'll find most of the conversations that we have engaging in the sense that we won't just go with whatever everybody else thinks. And we're certainly not going to sit there and tell you all these good things about the Pelicans and ignore the fact that things are really bad in some other place. Luckily, this year, it looks like things are sort of on the rise, and that's wonderful. But we'll also be looking for things that are maybe not so positive signals along the way.
Right. I mean, there are a lot of reasons to be optimistic. And if you're a casual Pelicans fan, it's even a lot of reasons to jump on the bandwagon, right, Michael? I mean, our direction under David Griffin has been excellent. Gail Benson is investing in the team. We brought on the league best trainer in Aaron Nelson to combat our past injury problems. We won the lottery, of course, in Zion Williamson, Jackson Hayes, Nikhil Alexander Walker, Derek Favors, J.J. Redick, Lonzo Ball, Jrue Holiday. I mean, there's a bunch of reasons to be optimistic about this franchise. But like Michael said, it's very important to us to be unbiased and provide objective analysis and not give emotional, you know, kind of fanboy takes. I mean, we're not afraid to upset the fans. And I'll go even further. I would want the audience to know that this isn't our goal, at least, is not to be a kind of a basic sports center surface level to provide those types of takes, right, Michael? I mean, we want to dive deeper into the analysis and contextualize things in a way that the mainstream media outlets won't.
Yeah, and I think we really want to focus on arriving at whatever the truth is. And I think that's the key here is I think whatever we see, we say. And I think that's going to be our style always. Like I tend to be a dispassionate fan. That really is not a fan at all because I don't get animated. I typically am just more or less analyzing the game on, like, I don't want to call it an intellectual level, but I'm just looking at the game from a very analytical perspective rather than sitting there and being super excited about it. And that's always how I'll be. And I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but I know that your biggest thing, something that you're always been very good at, is just engaging a conversation and being completely detached from any sort of viewpoint. It's pretty remarkable, really. That would be what I would say you would do. No, you don't. Like, you just don't care. Like, you don't get animated about, like, any sort of argument. I might get slightly animated in certain situations. I tend not to be that way, but I really, you just don't do that.
Well, I am an attorney by trade here, and there are often two sides or two perspectives to all things here, and there's often not a clear-cut or right answer. But I think one thing that we do really well is Even though I'm not sure if what you're saying is a compliment, Roy Quinn. No, I'm just joking. But I think one thing we do really well is that we are not afraid to disagree with each other, and we're not afraid to have a really in-depth conversation or even argument until we get to a very nuanced opinion, until we really flesh it out here. And, you know, we're not the type of podcast who's going to be neither you or I are going to be, you know, just running through topics, you know, with set time limits, you know, okay, we got 3 minutes on this topic and then, okay, 2 minutes on this topic. No, we would rather focus in on one or two topics for the entirety of the podcast to really dive deep into that. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would. And I think it'll probably come across this way too. When I watch games and when I follow the Pelicans, I almost predominantly look at just how the game is played, how the skill sets of each player within the game factor in, you know, how players do or do not mesh, where a coaching decision might have been different or whatever. It tends to be that perspective. As much as I love trades, when trades happens, I get really excited because there's more stuff to analyze. But I would say that typically when I'll be talking about the Pelicans, it'll almost always be related to on the court stuff. And then the off the court stuff might come in the off season and stuff like that, but it should really focus on what's going on in the games. And then also statistically, what I'm seeing for people who do fantasy basketball or who just are interested in seeing stats accumulate.
Absolutely. And I think that about wraps it up for the intro, right? I mean, do you have anything else you want to add here?
No, that's it for me.
All right, that's great. Well, thank you for listening to this intro podcast for On the Fly, the official New Orleans Pelicans podcast for HoopBall.com, where Michael Pelichet and I plan to discuss and analyze the world of the New Orleans Pelicans basketball throughout the year with detailed conversations centered around players, basketball strategy, and actionable advice for your fantasy basketball league, and much more. This is In-Flight Insight for the sharpest Pella fans, and we'll be recording the first episode next week, so be sure to tune in. Lock up.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.